Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Big putt for Tiger right now.
Big putt. Need it.
This, I think this is going to be the one. If he makes it, he makes a cut. If he misses it, he's going to miss the cut. He's on the ninth hole.
Okay.
Putting for par. After he took out about eight fans with like a laser shot from the trees. No fan got a glove.
Nothing for a Tiger ball that hit you right in the face.
Oh, and he nails in the heart. That guy, all heart, baby. Yes. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. He's back.
We demanded yesterday the bag and all clubs in it from Wyndham Clark when he hit a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing, you got to times it by 10, 100 if it's Tiger's ball that hits you.
That's the mistake that the fans made right there. I mean, that thing hitting the fans, it was like hydroplaning on fans. and it's not a bad move for a golfer, right? So, like, you got fans surrounding the green, and there's a lot of undulation there. So, like, if you hit a fan really hard, it could bounce off of them. You could use them as, like, a backboard.
Yeah, that's right.
Bounce off and go on the green, right? So it's not really that bad of a play. And at the worst case, it's going to stay right there.
Yeah.
So, use the fans as a little bit of a backboard for you. But I tell you what, if I was – we talked about Wyndham yesterday, like drilling a guy with his – on, that was driver. Like, the guy had ice pack on his eye, right? Yeah. And gave him a glove, and Wyndham ends up birdieing the hole. But if I see Tiger Woods hitting from the trees, and I'm sitting there, and the ball comes anywhere close to me, I'm flopping, and I'm grabbing my head, and I'm convulsing in my eye, and I'm like, and I'm screaming, I'm rolling, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what you got to do. Mm-hmm. You got to make a big scene.
Yeah.
You know? And then you'll definitely get, you know, really whatever you want. You can call it.
If it happens and you and I are there together and it's me that gets hit, I'm like, I'm about to get a new Buick. And then I start rolling all over.
I'm about to get a new Buick. That's when I come with the haymaker just to make sure that you got a real shiner.
Yeah,
and then you got a new Buick.
Got a new Buick, man.
Love it.
That's what we're looking for today. So Tiger going to have to fight for the cut here. Wyndham Clark is going to get going a little bit later. Do you like what Wyndham had to say about Bryson after the round yesterday? Talking about, you know, competing, hanging, trying to catch Bryson DeChambeau, who is top of the leaderboard still, and obviously was after round one yesterday. Wyndham Clark hit the reporters with, well, he only plays 54 holes, so I'm pretty confident I'll catch him.
Yeah.
That's a nice little jab.
Yeah. No, it was a good one. We'll see what it looks like. Wyndham, he was doing so good on the front nine and kind of fell apart. Local guy here from here, so pulling for him. Hopefully he can get it going today. I think for him, obviously, he wants to win it. But if you make the cut, this is his first Masters. Make the cut, play the weekend, get that experience. That would be great.
I didn't know this person existed. We've talked about hockey guy before, right? Like hockey fan being a little sensitive to the sport. I didn't know we had golf guys.
Oh, really? We got golf fan?
Yeah, we got golf fan.
Not sensitive golf fan.
Kinda.
Really?
The text reads on the RamosLaw.com text line, it's not fans. It's patrons.
Oh.
Come on, man.
That is really cute.
Hey, Stoke, guess the area code.
970?
That's right.
Oh, 970. Come on, 970. You're giving Josh more ammo.
Yeah, you are. You really are. I guess we can call it patrons, right? That's golf has their own set of rules where you got to wear white belts and white pants and all that kind of stuff and call people patrons. I guess that's a part of it right there, Stoke. So keep the texts coming.
I'm calling them fans. I don't, like, come on.
Yeah.
They're fans.
They are fans.
That's what they are.
They're definitely fans.
You know, we got the home stretch coming down here for Tiger. Nine holes left and couple big holes coming up, 10 and 11, tough holes.
We're going to keep you updated as it goes on. We'll let you know how it's looking for the big stars in this out in Augusta. I have a fun Rockies question for you.
Oh, well, they didn't play yesterday, right?
So we don't even get to do the bit.
Right.
Chris Bryant get a hit, but we'll certainly reset that coming up on Monday. But speaking of Chris Bryant, the Rockies are now going to go to Toronto. Toronto, Philly, six games away, and then they'll come home and welcome the Mariners. Three games in Toronto this weekend. Two games for the Denver Nuggets. What do we get more of, Stoke? Nikola Jokic triple doubles or Chris Bryant hits.
Oh, dang. And how many games for the Rockets?
The Rocks have three. The Nugs have two.
Oh, wow. Dang.
How about the discrepancy? We're just looking for hits.
And to a triple-double?
To a triple-double.
Wow. Well, they might sit him a game.
Sunday.
I'm talking about Chris Bryant.
Oh.
Just to kind of reset him.
Yeah.
And Nikola.
Of course, they played 13.
Like, how much is he going to play? Play. Once they got, I think he's going to play. The message is, and we're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And if it takes, 35 minutes, that's what he'll do. But I don't think it will. So I'm going to go Chris Bryant hits.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm betting Jokic because I'm going to finish the season off. I can't not do it. I'll take one for the team and continue to bet it. But I don't think he's going to get it because I don't think it's a four-quarter game. Mm. I think Chris Bryant, it's a, one of those little bloopers falls in there. A little dink in front of the pitcher. Pitcher slips. He gets the first. Something like that's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Jokic is going to get a triple-double.
Really? Okay. I just thought it was a nice little, comparison as to what one star is capable of and what another star we are so desperate
what do you
to
think?
See them do something. This is a guy that has, less than a handful of hits altogether.
Yeah, what's...
I'm going to go with Nikola Jokic triple doubles.
All right. Look at that.
I'm going to go with Joker triple doubles.
I can't give you much pushback, though.
Right.
I really can't. You're thinking about it. Chris Bryant he could play the first two games and go 0-for and sit the last one.
That's right.
And Nikola definitely could get a triple double.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen him get a three-quarter triple double all the time. So that definitely could happen in these two games.
You're right. Like he's 0-for-9. After Saturday's game.
Right.
And then Bud Black goes, hey, sit down, old fella. We're going to let Togvia hit a home runner over here.
Take a rest.
Yeah. Go hug your kids. They're in the clubhouse waiting for you.
Go hug your kids that are like 6 months old.
Oh, man.
Can you take another paternity leave?
Right.
No, we're giving it to you. Your wife's not pregnant. She's not. No, no. We're just giving it to you. Freebie. Go take a month. Take a month.
Oh, you know what we figured out yesterday? He should go take care of Scottie Scheffler's wife,
right,
and newborn baby.
Yes.
He should change diapers and feed and all the stuff that goes into that.
Because we want to watch Scott.
We do.
We need Scott.
We do. Well, you need him.
Yes.
I like to watch him.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We need him.
All right. Let's take a timeout. I do want to get back to the Nuggets and Abs conversation. We'll preview this series weekend matchups, I should say, with San Antonio and with Memphis, plus the Abs playing for home ice in round number one. What's more important for their playoff success on both sides? Val's performance on the second line or the bench for the Nuggets? We're going to answer that question and get your answers on the RamosLaw.com text line next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
All right, got a question for you, Nuggets fans, for your Avs fans out there. What's more important for playoff success, Val's performance or the Nuggets bench? What will help, what will hurt more on each side? We'd love for you to answer at 303-713-1043. That's the text line, and it's powered by Ramos Law. You can also do it over on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/DenverSportsCom there. And Stoke, you and I have had the conversation a lot about the Nuggets bench. We obviously know what the team is, Avalanche in this case. Without Val Nichushkin and who they are with Val Nichushkin, they're fighting for a playoff lives if Val's not around forever, and they can win a Stanley Cup if Val is there and performing at the level he's capable of performing of. So, what's more important in your eyes, the bench for the Nuggets or the way that Val Nichushkin performs in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
That's a tough one. I mean, we know how important Val was on their Cup run and how good he was. And obviously, the bench gets shortened a little bit here in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go from, using whoever you want to probably just a three-person rotation off the bench for the playoffs. I'm going to say Val. I'm going with Val here. I don't think the Avs can have enough in the tank to win it all unless Val plays really well.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see that happening. And then with the Nuggets, I could see them still being able to win it without a great performance from their bench. with Nicola and Jamal staggering with those guys or whoever kind of carrying them and the starters just doing what they do and just dominating. So I could still see the Nuggets being able to take that step forward. I just don't see it with the Avs. Okay. I don't think they have enough, and especially with their goaltending being the way that it is, that if Fowlerton really good, he's got to be really good. It can't just be Miko, McKinnon, McCarr, right? You got to have him be a big part of it. That, I mean, what do you think?
I think that that is the right answer. I think that it's Val. But I also wondered, I mean, we just watched Nathan McKinnon have the Hattie, and I mean, he was the best player on the ice by a mile. That's not as common from Nathan McKinnon as it is for Nikola Jokic to be the best player on the floor by a mile. And then you said it, Nathan's going to skate for 30 to 32 minutes. Nikola, in the postseason, is going to play 38 to 42 minutes, depending on kind of the breakdown of the game and what matchups look like late in the game. So it's just more opportunity. But I would also look at Reggie Jackson, who we've talked about as of late. I mean, I think the leash on Reggie could get short, and you could see Christian Brown get some more of those minutes as we talked about Malone rolling a lineup out there without a traditional point guard. So I think the answer is Val, but I think there's an argument to be made for that bench because they're going to be put in some weird situations where you're going to have two or three guys on the bench with starters and not a traditional point guard. So I don't think that we can just completely write off the Nuggets bench, and you're not doing that. But right. it's much closer to 50-50 than I think people would originally.
Yeah, yeah. And hockey's like 19 to 21 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big difference time on ice compared to basketball there. They're both important, right? I mean, that's why you're asking the question.
Right.
You could give me an argument for both sides, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, okay, I got it. So it's need them both, really, and because it's hard. It's hard. You got to have your dudes play well, but you also got to have the key guys.
Yeah.
And we saw it with the Avs when they won it. You know, Val played great, Kadri. Give me a couple other guys that stepped up.
I mean, how about Darren Helm had a goal that was unbelievable in that St. Louis series?
Helmy, Helmy had a great one there. Yeah. Anybody else? Give me anybody else step up.
Who was the guy that broke the cup? Nicholas Obey-Kubel?
Obey.
Not Ryan. What's the big guy that beats everyone up? Curtis McDermott fell with the cup.
Yes.
Those kind of things.
Yeah, old Dermy.
Yeah. Goaltending going back and forth between two goalies.
Yep. So you had guys step up there, and look at last year, you know, with the bench, with Bruce Brown, Christian Brown, and the key roles that they played into the Nuggets winning it all, right? So, I mean, you got to have it. It can't just be your dudes. Those other guys have to play a key role. And if they don't, it makes it just really, really difficult if you don't have maybe a surprise story or so.
Pride?
Surprise.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, like a surprise guy that comes up. You know,
right,
hey,
right.
This guy's being really consistent mm-hmm. for us here in the playoffs. And, you know, whether Reggie Jackson.
He can turn it
he's
around.
He's got it. Yes. He's got it. We just need a little bit more consistent shooting from him, scoring from him. But he can do it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what you need to win championships in hockey and basketball and football and all of those sports. You need some of those reserve guys to really step up.
Maybe Reggie only shoots when the shot clock is expiring and he can't
look
set his
feet. Look at you.
You know, maybe that gets him back on track.
Goodness. Just brilliant.
Yeah.
Just absolutely brilliant.
Get Kistner buying a Reggie Jackson jersey before the weekend's up, huh, Kev?
Yeah.
Nope. He shouldn't even be on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Wow, come on, man. That's uncalled for on a Friday. I disagree with that. I disagree. He's had his bad moments. It's been really inconsistent here mm-hmm. lately. He had that one big game where everyone was like, you know, his teammates were rallying around him and fired up for him. But, yeah, they're going to need him to be more consistent. I think he will be. I think he will be, chicken fingers. Will you embrace him if he does do that?
Like, yeah, yeah. Then
you're
I'll
not just a hater
it.
To hate,
no,
are you?
I'm okay. Just saying, from what I've seen the last few weeks, it's like, geez, dude, get it straight. Straighten out.
Yeah, okay, well.
I'd rather have Christian Brown running the point off the bench.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Reggie just got to just start hitting his shot. And when his shot's not going in, and then just be the distributor, right? Don't be forcing it.
Exactly.
Sometimes
right.
He starts forcing a little bit too much there when his shot's not going in and it goes from bad to worse. So I understand what you're saying there, Kisner. Kristen Brown's not a point guard. Now, I mean, it doesn't really matter in the NBA.
You got to get it over half court right, and then throw it to Nikola.
Exactly. So there's really no true point guard. Like, it's just get it past half court and then play ball. So, but I think we'll change our tune. Not we, Kisner will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do too.
And he'll embrace him and he'll love him.
That's
after
right.
The playoffs are done.
He'll be his unsung hero of the playoffs for Kevin Kisner. Will be Reggie Jackson. All right. We want to spend some more time on this, but there is some latest, some new news, if you will, on Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, Ipe Mizrahara. I practiced that so much last night and probably just butchered it. But I want to get into some of the new information that we're getting out of the Dodgers interpreter and the gambling story that now could be looking at up to 30 years in prison. We're going to touch on that, tell you what it's looking like, and if we actually believe Shohei is still innocent there. That's coming up. Got to tell you about the Fan Flyaway. It is back, and it is better than ever. This time, we're sending a lucky listener and a guest to a road game for the Pro Basketball Championship coming up in June. Here's what you're going to get when you go to denversports.com/TheFanFlyaway. First of all, you register. You're going to claim a special offer from Sport Clips. Shout out to them over there. You're going to get two tickets if you win to the game. Somewhere, not in Denver. Fly out of Denver to a destination to be determined. Two nights, hotel stay. And, of course, you need some money while you're out there for a couple of nights, right? You want to buy some sweet Nuggets gear if they're in this thing. How about $500 walking around money? That's what's on the line in our Fan Flyaway presented by Sport Clips. Head to denversports.com/TheFanFlyaway to register. If you've already registered for one of our previous Fan Flyaways, you're all good. You're in this already, but what I would do if I were you is tell everyone I know to go to denversports.com/TheFanFlyaway and register, because perhaps it's you that they bring if they are the winner right there. So it is the Fan Flyaway presented by Sport Clips. Go register and good luck.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Stoke, we talked yesterday about Patrick Surtain II and whether or not PS2 should be made available, will be made available in the Denver Broncos' pursuit of quarterback. Well, we said, all right, you know what, there might be a conversation to be had come draft night, come a couple of days ahead of the draft, if Sean Payton has fallen in love with one of these, we'll call it top four or five quarterbacks, and really basically like 4 through 6, if they will be made available there. And then yesterday came out a report from Minnesota from Paul Allen, who is actually, now this is about what, the second time he's talked about the Broncos and their offseason needs in pursuit of a quarterback. Paul Allen, who is the voice of the Vikings, he's also a radio show host over on KFAN in Minnesota. He suggested the Broncos would be willing to give up PS2 to go get the quarterback they've fallen in love with, and he believes that that quarterback is J.J. McCarthy. Here's what PA said on KFAN out in Minnesota. Quote, they're so desperate out in Denver. I don't like when he calls us desperate.
He's kind of right, though.
He kind of is, though.
He is telling the truth. We are desperate.
He says, I'm not kidding, man. I wouldn't be surprised if it was, we want 3 so badly that we'll give you 12, we'll give you next year's first rounder, and we'll give you Patrick Surtain II. I'm not kidding you. They are that desperate. End quote. Paul Allen on KFAN.
Yeah.
So, are we that desperate?
We are. We are. I mean, when was the last time we had a quarterback?
Oh, wow. I mean, it was technically 2015, but it felt like 1976.
Right. I mean, we're going on like 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no end in sight here. So, like, how important is the quarterback position? Pretty
it's
important,
the
right?
Most important.
Yeah, so, like, all right. I mean, like, anything's in play here. Like, I'm fine with this trade. You just got to get it right.
Are you fine? So you're sending PS2 plus a first rounder?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, that's why I asked you how important the quarterback position is.
Okay, I see.
Right? It's not, I mean, like, you're not going to get a quarterback and move up from 12 to 3 or 12 to 4 by just, you know, giving them a third round. I mean, big moves you're going to have to give up big things.
Yeah, but this says that Patrick Surtain is only worth one first round pick then.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I see what you're saying, but at the same time, when you are giving up just one plus him, I don't know, you know, how to do the math there. But I see what you're saying there.
Like, I would want to say, you know, we're having a conversation. We're talking to the Arizona Cardinals at 4, right? All right, we're negotiating. We're going back and forth. What about just, you know, let's pick swap 4 for 12. I'll give you Patrick Surtain the second and a third in 2025. They hang up on me?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think you got to give them a little bit more. He's talking about moving to 3 here with the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So it's a little bit closer. That's an interesting one. I mean, I don't think you just say, because you're right. Like, if you trade Surtain, you're looking for 2 first-round picks.
Right.
But if you trade him, I don't think he's worth 2 first-round picks.
You don't?
No. Not if you trade him to get up to a spot.
Oh, you're saying you just traded him to a team.
Yes. Okay. And I say, here you go, New England. Here's Pat Surtain. There's your 2 first-round picks. I don't know. We'll give you 12, obviously. And Surtain, I think you got to give him more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm okay with it. Just long story, long here. I'm fine with it. Whatever it takes, man. If you highlight your guy, you absolutely love him, and you think he's the answer, okay. I mean, we need a quarterback around here. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of watching this mess. It's not fun. It's been awful. And like, you're not going to just – sometimes you got to make big moves.
Yeah.
What's more important, the cornerback or the quarterback?
We know it's the quarterback.
Right. And so sometimes you got to, you know, and like, who wants to trade Pat Surtain? No one. Why? I mean, that's not ideal.
No.
He's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But also want to watch competent offensive football and hopefully a quarterback to build around for the next decade.
That sure would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also, you know what else I wonder when I saw this report from Paul Allen? I was like, does George Payton get called into Sean Payton's office today? You know, every time Paul Allen speaks, is it like, hey, who told him that? Guy that used to work for the Vikings?
Or do they where this is coming from. George, any idea?
Right. Or do they just go, whatever, reports are reports?
Yeah, no, that's interesting. you just never know, though. Like, are they just throwing that out there? Are they just putting that out there?
I don't know if Paul Allen would do that.
Not Paul. It's George setting him up.
Oh.
No KGB.
Oh, okay.
George being KGB?
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Like, wink, wink. Like, yeah. Hey, Sean, watch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him.
See, I like that if that's the play from Georgie.
You just never know what reports are accurate. You know, who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth, and why are they putting this out there? You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see how desperate they are.
We're going to revisit this conversation because a couple more questions to ask involved with it. But I mentioned the Shohei stuff, the new news coming out of Los Angeles. And the former interpreter for Shohei, now Stoke, has been accused of stealing more than $16 million from Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, the number's going up.
It's going up over a 2-year span. The Dodgers superstar... that's his money used to pay off gambling debts to an illegal sports book, according to an affidavit filed by federal authorities on Thursday. Federal authorities filed a complaint accusing Mizuhara, who's 39 years old, of bank fraud, which can carry a maximum fine. He stole $16 million, but he can only get fined $1 million. But here's the big part of this. Up to 30 years in prison if found guilty here. Stoke, the number's changing. This is about the third, fourth different time that the story has changed with the number changing inside of it. This guy's in some real trouble, obviously. I still have a really, really hard time believing that Shohei Ohtani knew nothing about this.
Oh, come on.
16 milli?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's just, you know, like it's a little rounding error over there. You know, like, hey, he's a busy guy.
Okay, that's got to be a zero's wrong there. Can you check on that for me, interpreter guy?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got it covered. Don't worry. Yeah, I got it covered. I'll pay you back. Yeah. I don't think so. I need to see proof. I need to see proof before I believe that he was involved with his interpreter.
Would that proof be like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years from right now, his family owns like the biggest house in their neighborhood and drives the nicest cars in their neighborhood and, you know.
No, nope, I need more than that.
Living large. Oh, you need more than that.
Yeah, yeah. Just because he's going to be the fall guy?
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening here.
Well, everyone needs a fall guy, so, you know, you might need to compensate those guys. If he does, you know, a decade in prison, how much is that worth?
Some millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like $2 million a year?
$2 million a year? Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah?
Yeah. I might sign up for that.
I need to see text messages. I need to see something else to say that he did it. Other than that, you know, I'm not buying it.
Okay. All right. Well, there, you're not going to get that because Major League Baseball can't afford to lose this guy.
Yeah, they definitely don't want to lose him.
He means more, like, he is bigger than baseball. He's bigger than Major League Baseball for sure.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, he's got a big brand, obviously, and he's very popular overseas in Japan. But the game will still go on after he's gone. So, but he's dynamic, and he's certainly the face of baseball right now. You don't want him entangled into, you know, this kind of scandal.
Right.
That'd be awful, certainly. So it's best for Major League Baseball to say, nothing to see here, guys. No, we investigated this thing. It's all good. Shohei was, no, it's interpreter guy.
What if we had the reverse Michael Jordan? Because I think it's a fun sports theory that Michael actually didn't want to go play baseball. He just you know, didn't want to get publicly suspended by the league for gambling. So he went to play baseball. So you know what? If Shohei is found guilty or they're trying to cover up some tracks, he should be forced to go to the NBA.
Go to the NBA?
Yeah, just flip the script, right?
He just can't dribble.
G League then.
It's all right.
Yeah. G League. Put him on the Grand Rapids Gold. He could be a part of the G League for the Nuggets.
Perfect.
Right? That's the punishment.
Yes. That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't buy it. I don't know. Stokes buying it a little bit. I'm having a hard
time. Hook, line, and sinker. I'm buying it.
Yeah, I don't have.
See here. In Shohei, I trust.
I don't have $777 million like Shohei, but I got like $77.
Yeah.
And I would notice if someone took $6 from me.
Right. Yeah, but like, you know, he's got people that are handling that, you know, and you trust your buddy and, you know, I mean, a few million here, a few million there, and the next thing you know, it's 16. It's like, oh, you know, it happens.
I do like this text. Someone just wrote, read the article, Josh. Yeah, I didn't do that. I just brought up the topic here with no knowledge of it.
Yeah.
That's exactly how this works.
Right.
Really good job there on the text line. All right, Stoke, let's take a timeout. The NFL draft is, what are we looking at, 13 days away? We now know how many people have accepted invitations to go to the draft. And I got to tell you something Shador Sanders did. He's been a student up in CU for well over a year. And he did something for the first time yesterday. And it got a lot of attention. We'll tell you what it is next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan. God made the world.
To throw a chair off of.
Oh, it slipped.
There is video of it now, and it's so, I mean, it's crappy video. Like, it's.
You can't tell if that's him or not.
No, you can't even see who threw it.
Yeah, exactly.
You just see a chair flying off of a roof of a facility, so.
I think the rumor is it was his buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, buddy. It was probably just the wind picked up, and, you know, it didn't, probably on the facility for not having their equipment tied down to the ground.
Right, exactly. You can't have a rooftop with equipment that's able to fly all over the place.
They should have paid Morgan's bond, honestly. Get him out. All right. You want to join us, be a part of the show, 303.
I like that one, though. I like that one. I just got back on that one right there.
Oh, yeah?
Man made a bar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Really good.
That's a real dang good one. All right, Stoke. I guess I saw this last night, and my first thought was, wow, will this start to be a trend? And what it is how many players have agreed to and a couple that have declined invitations to go to the 2024 first round of the draft. Is the draft somewhere? Where is the draft this year? Does anybody know that?
It's somewhere.
Detroit. Ooh.
Boo.
I might pass that as well.
No, thank you. I mean, who wants to go to Detroit?
In April.
Right. Miserable.
I think it's probably pretty miserable in July.
August. Yeah. November.
Right.
Name a month. I mean, where are they putting this thing at? What do you, I mean, like it's outside?
They usually want to be outside, right? With
right.
some giant stage.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have like a...
I mean, what's the weather like in Detroit in, you know, in 2 weeks?
Does that bring a lot? Is that like an economy boost? The draft coming to your city?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it really
yeah.
is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is, for sure.
Who would want to go to that?
Me?
Oh.
Me?
That's my bad.
I don't know.
What did you do? Like, what would you do there? Just watch guys walk on the stage?
Yeah, you just hang out. You know, it's like a big party. You drink,
okay, I'm
hang
into
out,
that. Sure.
And you just kind of walk around and... You know, then it might get old after a little while, I guess. I mean, I remember Phillies fans. That place was packed. Tennessee had a good one. We were trying to get it here.
Yeah.
We just got nowhere to put it.
Red Rocks.
No, dude, that's too small.
Too small?
Yeah.
They have concerts there.
It's too small for the draft. What are we going to have, 20,000 people at the draft? No, we're trying to get 120,000, right? Can't put them downtown. We don't want to show that disaster down there, so... Like, I don't, right? Chicken fingers, where are we going to put it? I mean, like.
Out by the airport. giant field.
Yeah.
All right. We need the Broncos ownership group to just get us, like, a place out by the airport so we can do everything. We're counting on them for everything.
We are.
We need them to help us in this city not have to go to downtown.
Yeah.
Huh? And deal with that mess.
That's
so,
right.
Please help us, please, right?
Yeah, we really would like the help, a lot.
I count on them for everything around here.
Maybe I'm off on this one. I would never pay my own money to go watch the NFL.
What if it was in town?
I still probably, I'd weasel my way in as a media member with a free credential.
But you would go?
I would, yeah.
You're just not flying somewhere.
Yeah, or paying my own money. I mean, maybe if, like, the Broncos, no, I probably still wouldn't. If Denver had the number one overall pick right now and you knew Caleb Williams was going to walk out onto that stage and hold up an orange and blue jersey that said one on it and Williams on the back,
right?
That would be pretty cool. I can admit that.
Okay. Yeah, that would be cool. I don't know. I just think it's an experience.
Okay.
Right? And so especially, like, if my son was here, boom, let's go.
Okay.
Right?
I get that.
And have that experience. My youngest, you know, if he wanted to do it also. So it's for me, that's what it would be good for. It's just the experience. Go do it. Like, you know, it's all right. See, maybe it's awful. Maybe it's fun. I don't know.
Well,
I certainly wouldn't go to Detroit to watch it.
Definitely not going to Detroit.
I mean, that's like, I hope it snows. I hope it's the worst weather ever. I guarantee you the sun won't be out there.
No.
There's no chance.
Is the shelter still there? Could I go see a rap battle? You know, like, will Future be there and B-Rabbit, those kind of things? Like, I'd go for that.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so.
They've moved on?
Yeah.
313's
not
there
anymore.
Go get
Little Caesars Pizza or something.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
They serve it to the media because it's Little Caesars Arena.
Right.
Where they play.
Yeah.
But Stoke, the players that are going... It's just the top three quarterbacks, Caleb, Drake, Jaden. They are going to be there. Notre Dame offensive tackle Joe Alt and tight end from Georgia, who we like a lot here, Brock Bowers, they declined invitations to go. Will this become more popular? Like, I feel like it's big for Caleb should be there. He's the number one overall pick. It's a moment I would assume young football players, you know, dream of. Hey, I'm going to walk out on the stage. I'm going to dap up Roger. They're going to call my name, and I'm going to get to celebrate with my family. But with kind of the draft, you know, guys get embarrassed hanging around. Not like Caleb would be in that position. But will we start to see guys decline invites more, or does the pendulum swing back when there's 30 dudes in the green room?
No, I think you've seen a little bit of that. And certainly guys – or where, like, if you're on the bubble, you're on the fringe of, you know, hey, where am I? I mean, I could fall. Then you probably want to be conservative and not go, you know, because you don't want to be that guy and be in that situation where you're sitting in the green room and watching Tiger hit, sorry. Sitting in the green room, and next thing you know, the first round's done. It's like, well, is he going to come back for the next day or not? I mean, that's embarrassing. That's awful, right? So, I think what's going to have to happen, I don't know what it looks like now, but you, I mean, hey, you going to pay me to go?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to pay me? Right?
Right.
I mean,
it's my time.
Right. I mean, I'm doing y'all a favor.
Yeah.
I guess it's cool to go, you know, hold your jersey up right away. I mean, that's cool. But is it that cool? I'm going to need a little cheddar.
Yeah.
You have to break me off something if you want me to go.
That's smart. You're right.
If not, I think a lot of people, draft day, cool, really cool deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to hang out, relax, and do it with my friends and family.
Yeah.
You know, and you can do it with your, mainly it looks like just mostly family is at the, you know, in the green room mm-hmm. there. But like if you want to have 20, 30, 40, 50 people at a great party and spend it with all of your, you know, friends and family, then you're probably not going to go, right?
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people look at it like, I'd just rather be comfortable at home.
Right.
Not have to go to Detroit and spend this with the people that, you know, have helped me get to this mm-hmm. position.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I'd rather hug my parents than Roger.
Yeah. Well, your parents still could be there
right.
In Detroit,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, true. Good point.
And I'm sure they pay for the plane tickets and all that stuff for everyone that's going. But it's more than just parents, like our sisters. It's like, what about your friends?
Yeah, yeah. I think a couple of them might make the cut.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you got more than a couple that maybe you want to be around on that day.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you only got two friends. And then you go.
Yeah. You know what I would do? I'd make my friends pay to come with me. That way I'm making a little extra money on the side.
Right.
Yeah.
Side hustle.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta have the side
I'm
hustle.
I'm all about the side hustle.
I love it.
You know it, man. All right. The other thing I wanted to chat, we might have to do some of this in the noon hour, but I do.
Just real quick. Sorry. Ahead. I do think that you'll start seeing a little bit more.
Staying away. Okay.
I do.
Oh, staying away.
Staying away.
See, I'm with you on
NIL
that.
NIL money, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like you start looking at it like, I don't need all this.
No.
I don't, it's not really that cool.
Yeah. Unless it's on a beach. You know, the draft's in Miami? Yeah, I'll go this year. That's about it for me.
And send me a check for $100,000.
That's right.
And then I'll go.
Right.
Right? I mean,
yeah, you're going to put me in a commercial, aren't you?
Right.
You're going to display that I'm going to be there, aren't you? The other thing, and like I said, we'll get deeper into this later, but Shador Sanders on his YouTube page. So, like, they have, like, a Deion page, a Shador page, a Travis page, all this stuff. Shador on his YouTube page this week, and I think it came out Wednesday, he went to class. For the first time ever. And
I was going to joke that was the answer. That was going to be my joke.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's the answer.
And that is the answer.
He went to class for the first time ever. Now, in person, they do stuff remotely. And I don't know, I guess some of the stars get that option or just anybody gets that option now that we've had COVID and everything can work remotely. But they made a 10-minute YouTube video out of it. He goes into class without a backpack, without a pencil, without a piece of paper. He just shows up in class and starts listening. And then within 3 minutes, everyone realized that Shador Sanders is in their class. And no one's listening to that poor teacher up there give his lecture because they all have their phones out and are trying to do selfies and get Shador in the background.
Wow.
But I was like, first class, huh? Interesting.
Shador. Very interesting. just crazy world we're living in now. It's just unbelievable how different it is. That's unbelievable. I don't know what to say.
You had to go to class, right?
Yeah, I went to class majority of the time.
Right.
I did.
You had to copy off Lana's paper. She was in class.
She took one for me, that's for sure. When I didn't go to class, we got busted. It was the geology class, rocks and
stuff. Study of rocks.
Yeah, it's just the dumbest class. Who needs rocks? Who needs to know about rocks?
I don't know.
I'm trying to get a health and PE degree.
Yeah.
I want to be a coach at the best, right?
Right?
Like, what do I need to learn about rocks for? That won't go anywhere in my life. I can promise mm-hmm. you that. So I didn't feel bad for cheating. Lana would go to class more than I would, and so you'd get bonus points. This is the hardest class ever. There's no chance I'm passing this class. You get bonus points. That's the only way you're going to pass with the bonus points, but you got to sign your name on a piece of paper. You turn it in, whatever. So I was like, Lana, hook me up. Just sign my name. So she did. Teacher knew the what do they call it, GA teacher?
Graduate assistant?
Yeah. Yeah. Student assistant, whatever it is. And she knew I wasn't in class. I guess she knew when daddy was there and my daddy wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why did you tell me why?
That's right.
So Lana got called down. Lana got busted.
Oh.
Lana failed. Brandon passed. Boom.
Oh, let's go.
Bam, baby. Lana had to take geology again. Brandon didn't. Man, one of my favorite stories of
all
time.
I love that
time.
Story, too. It's a great day to be stoked in that instance. All right, we're going to get into our lunch hour. And, in fact, we got a question for you. You answer it, we'll come back and answer it ourselves and tell you why we're asking the question. Could anyone ever pass John Elway as the greatest Denver athlete of all time? That's next.